Pete Anglesey, thanks very much for your time. The JP Morgan Premiership Rugby Sevens arrives for round three at Edgeley Park on Friday night. How are preparations coming along?
Oh, really well. I think probably we're sending out a young team. We're sending out an energetic team. We're a highly skilled team. What we've basically done is we're obviously into our heavily involved in our pre-season, and we're using this as a stepping stone to put lads under pressure and see where we're up to for the start of the season.
Fantastic. What sort of talent are we going to have on display on Friday? Have we got any first-teamers turning out? Is it going to be all the academy boys?
No, we've got one or two first-teamers. We've got sort of a mixed bag, really. We've got a couple of lads that have been involved in our academy previously who were given a second shout because they've been away overseas, New Zealand, etc. We've got one or two players that are on trial with us that are doing really, really well, and they're looking, obviously, getting a full-time contract. And then we have got one or two experienced players. Will Cliff's going to be turning out, who's... he's got a number of Premiership appearances, and we're sort of in a situation where we've got our wingers, Will Addison, Tom Brady's, and the likes, which they've played a lot of first team games between them, and they'll be coming to excite the crowd.
Fantastic. Now you're a bit of a legend in the Sale Shark circles. How are you feeling about where your club is now, and what improvements need to be made to get you up there and competing higher up the Premiership table?
Ever since we won the Premiership in my last season, we've been stuttering around, sort of languishing at the bottom of the league. Basically, Steve Down has come in and he's now up the tempo here. We've now got a high performance gym. We've gone ultra high performance in everything that we're doing. We've got new coaches involved, and we've got 19 new players that are now showing that. What we're trying to do is trying to sign people that we think have got that northern spirit, that northern grit, hard-nosed, aggressive people who have also got a bit of skill. And for next year, we're looking at, obviously, we're looking at building for the future. And we want to do really well next year. We certainly want to do better than we have done over the previous few years. And we want to start getting up the leagues, finishing, getting Heineken Cup, etc.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we've seen Saracens and Harlequins put out strong lineups in the JP Morgan Sevens competition. Sarri's winning it last year and then the league, of course. How important will it be for you guys and the players to give a good account of yourselves, particularly, hosting this leg at home?
Yeah, I mean, we want to excite. We want to show how good our young lads are. We done really well last year in the A League, and it's just important for us, really, to we want to put a good show on, because there's a nice, sizeable crowd that are going to be turning up. I believe the weather forecast is good. So, it's important for us to start off well. We want every part to become a fortress again. We will be building on that. And it's probably on Friday night, it's the first time that we get a chance to cement and put a little bit of doubt into the opposition we've been playing against, that Edgeley Park's going to be a place to fear.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, you'll be welcoming back newly promoted Worcester Warriors, plus Leicester and the Newcastle Falcons. What sort of threats do you think they're going to pose for you? Who do you think will be hungry to show off their sevens prowess?
Well, historically, Newcastle have always put a strong team out. They've always been somebody that takes the competition really seriously.
Finalists last year, of course.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. They've done really well. And obviously, we ran them tightest last year. So I'm expecting them to be, full tilt. The other team, really, Leicester, always go with a massive squad, so they can afford to blood a few players, which is always good from their point of view. The interesting one, really, is to see what Worcester put out, because, it's the first season back into the Premiership. I'm not sure what sort of team they would want to be playing. Would they want to risk players? I don't know. Do they look at it as, a good fitness session, a good high-pressure situation for them? So they could be in their first sort of JP Morgan Sevens. They could be maybe a dark horse.
Intriguing. Well, the start of the Premiership season will see nearly 30 of the league's top players on the other side of the world. Do you think that's going to give clubs with fewer internationals, perhaps like yourselves, a bit more of a chance to make an early impact on the league?
Well, potentially for us, we could lose eight players. We could potentially lose a forward pack. So we're actually in the mix like everybody else is. What we're looking at, though, is, obviously, I think when international players are away, certain teams will be weakened, and it's a good chance for the other teams or the well-prepared teams to hit the ground running once the season starts, and to get the points in the bag rather than having to chase them at the end.